So we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And this last few weeks we've been doing that. We're going to look at the fifth one today, which is kindness. We're going to look at kindness. Last week we looked at patience. Today we're going to look at kindness. And I want to encourage you with that. Look, there's something about kindness, isn't there? You know, when we are kind, it literally transforms the world. It feels like one of these things where no one's really that kind. And so when you see kindness, it's mind-blowing. It's incredible. It's just absolutely amazing. So we're talking about kindness today. And as Christians, kindness is something that we should do. It's something that should come from our hearts. It's something that should move forward from us. And here's what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. I tell you what, God has transformed our lives. And part of his transformation is he wants to bring this kindness in our lives. And he wants us to bring kindness to the people around us. And kindness really does change things. And you know what I think about when I think about kindness? I think about the kindness of God. God is so kind to us. You know, there's some days when I start thinking about his kindness and it gets me overwhelmed. I start to get emotional. I start to think, wow, God is so good to me. He is so kind towards me. And I want to encourage you, if you know God, then you know his kindness. And if you don't, then I tell you what, God is being kind to you. You just haven't recognized it yet. Kindness is in action. Is incredible. And here's a simple definition. Kindness is one of those things when God's producing it in your heart or producing it in your life, you'll be kind in your heart, which means your thoughts, your will, your emotion, you know, just those type of things. You'll be kind in your heart, but kindness can only ever be seen. I mean, it's one of those ones. I don't know how else you would see it. You would recognize kindness until you see it. You've got to see kindness. So it starts in your heart, but eventually it's got to get to action. And if kindness doesn't get to action, well, then it's just a good thought, but who else would know it? Who else would recognize it? Kindness has to be seen. And when kindness gets seen, it changes things. One small act of kindness can radically transform somebody's life. We've seen it over the years. I tell you this, in Vibe, we're obsessed with being kind. We want to be kind. We know that God's called us to be kind. Are we always getting it right? No, not always. But we know that our goal in life is to bring acts of kindness, is to be kind to the people around us, is to show kindness. We do all sorts of things to prove that. Like, we love to be out and about. We love to be in our community. We love to bring this transformation wherever we go because we know that kindness changes people's lives. And if I'm kind to someone, then they should feel it and they should see it. This is the thing. If I'm kind to someone, they should feel it in their heart and they should experience it. It's one of those things where kindness needs to be experienced. It needs to be felt. It's like you were really stuck for something and someone blessed you and you felt their kindness. It was like you thought you were on your own and then somebody came with you and you felt their kindness. It's experience. It hits your heart. It does something to you. And here's what I love about kindness. It's loaded with grace. It's loaded with mercy. And it's loaded with generosity. Here's what Titus 3 says, these verses, I tell you what, get ready, they're going to break your heart. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. It's because of his mercy. You can never be good enough to justify your salvation, but it's because of his mercy that he chose to save us, that he comes to do something. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You see, here's the thing when it comes about Jesus. He didn't come in a small form. He came generously. When God blesses you because of his kindness, he gives above and beyond. It's generous in every form. Goes on to say that so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. You see, here's the goodness of his kindness, is that ultimate kindness is the knowledge of that we are heirs to the hope of eternity, that we will have the hope of eternal life in heaven. This is why we can be kind. This is the ultimate kindness that God showed us. I mean, the ultimate kindness that God has showed us is Jesus and then that hope that we have a future, that hope that our hope, that we are not hopeless. That hope that we are not going to a lost eternity, that we're going to be standing with him and it's going to be radically transformed. Our lives are going to be radically transformed, not just in the next life, but in this life because of the kindness of God. And so what's God's ultimate kindness apart from Jesus? Can I tell you what it is? Apart from Jesus, it's time. I mean, the ultimate desire of God, you've got to know this, is that he's waiting as long as possible to give everybody as much time as possible to repent, to turn their lives around, to have a change of heart and a change of mind, and a change of heart to receive him as Jesus. Because he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Remember, the kindness of God is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would have everlasting life. This is the kindness of God. And the kindness of God, apart from Jesus, is expressed best through time. I'm giving you so much time. I'm giving you time to come to me. I'm giving you time to live for me. But ultimately, I'm giving you time. I'm giving the world time to repent and turn from their wicked ways and to turn to my goodness. I love the Lord because he's so kind. He is so kind in the things that he does. Let me tell you a story today of Rosario Butterfield. What a great name. I don't know if that's a common name in certain parts of the world, but here that's an incredibly great name. I mean, it just sounds awesome. It is a great name. Well, Rosario, she was not a committed Christian. She was actually a committed lesbian. Just was after other things, was not for the things of God, was not interested in the things of God. And one day it says that she wrote an article in the local paper against Christianity, against a local Christian group, and, you know, various different things about it. And she got all this backlash. And it got so bad that she decided to do two things. She said, I'll get a box for fan mail, because there were some people who thought this was good, and then I'll get a box for hate mail, because a lot of people thought this was really bad. And so she just kept putting them on either slot. But one day she got a letter, two-page letter, it says, from a local pastor who took the time to be kind, but he brought some truth. And he wanted to bring correction, but he brought it with kindness. And Rosario said that for 7 days, she let the letter sit on her table because she couldn't get her head around it. She said never before has she had so much of a kind response with correction than ever before. It was like the letter cared about her, even though it was trying to correct her. It was like the letter was giving her a place, even though it was saying that her position wasn't correct. It was that the letter wasn't wiping her out. The letter was giving her dignity, but it was saying, hey, can I show you a different way? It was loaded with kindness. It was loaded with grace. It was loaded with generosity. It was loaded with mercy. She goes on to say that her transformation to faith, her transformation in Christ, was a lot of it was down to that one letter and how much it radically impacted her. From a local pastor who just took the time to write a letter because he cared about her. Not to tell her she was either really good or she was really bad. He wrote a letter to tell her that he cared about her and that God cared about her and to give her an opportunity to find out about the real Jesus. You see, true kindness is presenting Jesus. True kindness brings the heart of the gospel. True kindness is about being like Christ on this earth. It's not a weak thing. It's not I'm just being kind or just being nice. It's just a nice thing to do. No, true kindness is powerful. It's godly. It's Christ-like. And it's the gospel at heart. It's the gospel at work. True kindness changes the world. Can I encourage you that this is what the Holy Spirit is producing in you? And this is the kind of kindness that's directly linked to the gospel. And this is why God calls us to be people that would go and share the good news, because his kindness leads people to repentance. Did you know this? Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. See, this is what I love, and we love this verse in Bible, and this is why we do so many things. It's based on this verse. We believe that the kindness of God, the goodness of God, is going to lead men and women to repentance, because God is so good and his kindness is so great that when people experience it, they'll have to make a decision. And more often than not, they will say, okay, I want God. I'm after him. I tell you, we do iHeart Armagh. We're going to do our food hampers. Now, can we be real? And people have been honest with us before. They've said, like, what's the point of the hampers? What if people get them that don't deserve them? What will they really impact? A couple of days meals, but like what difference that really make? Or iHeart Armagh. Some people have said, what's the point of doing it? You cut grass, you know, you go and spend time with people, you sweep their streets, you cut their gardens, you know, you tidy their gardens up, you take their rubbish, you go to the dump runs, you take their kids for a couple of hours. What's the point of all that? Because the grass is going to grow again. The people are going to forget about you. I mean, are you really doing anything? Can I tell you that we're doing it because of this verse? The kindness of God brings men to repentance, because we firmly believe that if we would show kindness, if we would show the heart of God, that it would bring men and women to to repentance, that it would just reveal the Father's heart towards them. See, the Father loves them, but how will they see if we don't go and express it in many different forms and many different ways? So it's not about the grass, and it's not about the food hamper, and it's not about sweeping the street. It's about revealing the heart of the Father. It's about showing kindness and using kindness as a doorway to the love of Jesus. Using kindness. See, there's something about kindness, true kindness. The world knows nothing about it. It's hard to find true kindness. In fact, I don't know if you can demonstrate true kindness out of God, out of the supernatural, away from Jesus. It's the work of the Spirit inside of you that's producing this kind of kindness. And it's not for us, it's for everybody else. And when they taste it, they're like, wow. I've not tasted something as good as this. I've not felt that sort of kindness. Why are you doing this? I'll tell you story after story of us going with food hampers last year and the year before. One person going, we've just moved in. How did you know we needed this? Another family said, we're so ashamed. We're so embarrassed, but we've got nothing left. We're so grateful. Another family, you saved Christmas. Another family saying this. Another family, so grateful. Another smile on the face. Another family going, how did you know? And it was the kindness of God. Do I know where their hearts are right now? Do I know if they've made a decision for Christ? I don't know. But what we did was sow good seeds, kind seeds, seeds of kindness. And it's the kindness of God that brings men and women to repentance. You see, Romans 2:4, I fully believe in it. If we could just show this kindness, it is so transformational. It's so opposite to the world. It's so God's heart that people can't help but be overwhelmed by something different. And we're praying, believing that they would experience the love of the Father and the forgiveness of Jesus in their lives. I encourage you to pray with us. We're doing 400 this year. We're going all out. We're believing for radical things. And I'm going to pray and believe that all 400 have the potential to change families' lives forever, not just feed their belly. Come on. And we're going to have some good treats in there. It's going to be after eats. It's going to be matchmakers. There's going to be all sorts of nice things in there. But it's not really, get my heart, it's not really about the hamper, although the hamper's a blessing. It's about showing true kindness, the heart of the Father. And Jesus' heart is, I love you. I love you. I love it. I wish you could just see it. And so if we can help in a small way, we're going to do it. We're so blessed. We are so blessed. But I tell you one thing we've got to be so careful about when it comes to being kind. Let's not be too obsessed with results that we miss the kindness of God. Because a lot of the time, kindness makes no sense. A lot of the times, kindness doesn't lead to direct results. And if we're going to base everything about results, we're going to find ourselves not being kind. What was the love of Jesus? He came anyway. Not sure if everybody would receive him. Not sure if the people would accept him. In fact, he knew they would reject him. But he came anyway. Not because of what we were doing, but because of what he desired to do because of love. And his kindness was poured out on the cross. What a wonderful Savior that we serve. What a wonderful Jesus that we have. The goodness of God is incredible. And we are called to be like him. You see, that this fruit of the Spirit is this, is you can't just pick and choose. You can't have one fruit and not the other. And kindness seems like one of those ones, well, I'll have the other ones, but not this one. Can I tell you, let's be very careful with the things that we speak. Sometimes we can go, I couldn't, I won't, that's not who I am. And we put ourselves in these boxes. And I tell you this, you don't really know who you are. The Father knows you way better than yourself. And watch when the Father's heart starts to reveal more and more in your life that suddenly it affects you and it transforms you and you become a different person. So you can't just pick and choose the fruit. The Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruit in there, this kind of fruit in our life, and it comes with all of them, all aspects. And really, come on, Jesus is every single one of them, isn't he? The kindness of Jesus was incredible. The love of Jesus was incredible. The patience of Jesus was incredible. But he wants to do this through you. Why? Because he's not here anymore. And so you're it right now. We are it. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are him on this earth. We're here to be like Jesus and to do the same things as him. And so that's our ultimate goal. How can I be like Jesus? How can I be like him? Here's what it says in Ephesians 4:14. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing in me in terms of transforming me and you into Jesus. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown away by every single wind of new teaching. We'll not be influenced when people try to trick us with their lies so clever that they sound like truths. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own work. He helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. incredible, growing in every way more and more like Jesus. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing in us. He's producing the fruit of the Spirit, but he's transforming us. I mean, this is what happened. When we came to faith, our lives were transformed. We became a new us. I tell you, you are no longer the old you. It's not like the old version that gets a bit of a makeover. It's not like the old version gets a slight change. The old person's gone. The Bible says you're a new creation when you come to Jesus, which means everything in the past, it's a restart. Everything in the past is not who you are anymore. So when you become that new creation, you might find your likes change, your dislikes change, that your personality changes a bit, the way you talk changes, the way you react, everything begins to change because of who you are in Christ. And here's what I love about the things of God and what the Holy Spirit's doing in us. You see, you become a new you, but he's transforming you into more of himself. It's a new you, but you're becoming more of him. You're becoming more like him. You're becoming more like himself. And I tell you, this is the journey of every Christian, and it's incredible. And as we do that, then the kindness of God and many other things, but it's that kindness that starts to come from our lives that may have never been there before, but it now starts to get produced because the Holy Spirit is working in us. Can I tell you today is kindness? And the first thing I want to think about, we're going to think about three before we're finished. The first one is this: kindness. Kind because our Father is. You see, Ephesians 4:32 says this: be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgive you. Kindness and forgiveness go hand in hand. There's no way to separate these two. They're hand in hand together. And I tell you, if you're holding unforgiveness, it's very hard to be kind. It's very hard to be kind without being forgiven. In fact, it's pretty much impossible. And the kindness of God is that he has forgiven us. And so as he's forgiven us and shown us this kindness, we would be kind and forgive others. And you got to do this. And have you seen it? It's so easy to forgive people you don't know because you haven't got that history. You don't have the information. You don't have the connection. But I tell you, it becomes very hard when you know people and they do something or they wrong you. And then yourself, okay, I'm trying to be kind here, but I don't know how to forgive them. And I want to pray. It's a work of the Spirit in your life. Remember, the Holy Spirit's producing this kind of kindness in you. And as he does, you will be able to give it to other people. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. What man of you having 100 sheep? This is the parable. Jesus talks about three parables: lost coin, lost sheep, lost son. So only time he puts three parables back to back to back, and they're all about lost things. It's to get our attention. It's to show kindness to the lost things. It's to go after the lost things. And this is the lost sheep. He said, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Can I tell you the DNA of Vibe? We said it a few years ago and it's stuck and it makes sense. Sometimes you knew something before and then you hear it and you're like, that really is us. And here it's the shepherd who leaves the 99 to go for the ones. Well, I tell you, here's what God's called us to be. And this is why we go to the streets as hard as we can, the missions field as hard as we can. It's why we do our kids clubs every week now. We're trying to do as much as we can all of the time to go out, because we feel we're the 99 shepherds going after the ones. This is our DNA. This is what he's called us to. And so we love to go. We equip all of the saints to go. This is who we are. This is what God's called us in Vibe. So if you come to Vibe, get ready to be a shepherd, because we're going to send you out to reach the lost sheep. But here's what I want to show you of the tenderness of God, the kindness of God. Did you see it? Verse 5, he lays the sheep on his shoulders. I tell you, if you're a farmer or you've been around animals before, sometimes they drive you mad. And if you've been looking for this sheep all night and it could be a person, you say to yourself, I'm going to grab them by the ear and I'm going to bring them home. Or you might say to yourself, I'll give them a good boot and I'll get them home as well. Or you might even take them by the hand, or you might say, follow me. But I want you to notice what Jesus did here. The picture he paints is the good shepherd. He says the good shepherd puts the lambs on his shoulders. It's a high place. It's a safe place. It's an intimate place. It's a place where no one's going to get them. And I tell you, this is not a place of a rejection. This is a place of love. There's no safer place than on the shoulders. It's high and away from any dangers. It's a sign of that I love you. It's a sign of that you're around my neck. I care for you. I love you. I accept you. You're not a rejected one. You're not a lost one anymore. You're a fine one. You're not under punishment. You're not out to get something done with you. I'm not going to put you through 20 steps of reformation or transformation. You're on my shoulders. You were lost and now you're found. I'm bringing you home. And this is what God says to us. And this is the kindness he wants us to show. Sometimes we show kindness, but there's too much truth. You know what I'm saying? And he says, I want you to be kind. Kind with love and truth. They go hand in hand with forgiveness, with receiving, with genuine love, with genuine acceptance. And we put them on our shoulders. That place of intimacy, that place of safety. That's a risky place. It's a place that says, okay, I know what you did before, but I receive you. I trust you. I believe in you. I know that you're wanting to come. I know that you mean it. And he puts them on his shoulders. Absolutely incredible. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 says this. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. What an incredible picture of Jesus. He will gently lead the mother sheep with the young. God is so kind towards us. We're to be kind to the people around us. Come on. Because our Father is kind, so we will be kind. This is the heart of God. Number two, kindness is hard. Can we be real? Come on, kindness is hard. There's some people you just want to hit. There's some people that are hurtful. There's some people that say mean things. There's some people that do mean things. There's a lot of people that don't deserve kindness. But remember, kindness is linked to mercy. And mercy is linked to generosity. And mercy and generosity is linked to forgiveness. And we need all of these things to show kindness. If we're going to be half kind or just partially kind, it's no good. You might as well not be kind at all. We've got to be kind, and it's got to be a supernatural work, but we got to be real. It's hard. It's hard to be kind. Hard to do. Proverbs 21:21 says, but there is a reward. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. There's something about it. The Holy Spirit is producing kindness in you, but it's a supernatural work. And I wrote down a quote here. I love it. It's a supernatural, generous orientation of our hearts towards other people, even when they don't deserve it and they don't love us in return. And so how can I show kindness this week? Well, we're to be like Jesus, to help someone, heal someone, pray with someone, be there for someone, sit with someone, forgive somebody. Just do something real kind, no reason for it. Love a stranger, buy a cup of tea for someone, pay parking for someone. You just show kindness. It's not a game, but we're showing true kindness because we know, Romans 2:4, the kindness of God, the goodness of God leads people to repentance. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. Kindness is incredible, but it's also supernatural. And this is what I got to make a mention to. Kindness is supernatural. It is the Holy Spirit working in us. It's very hard to be kind in your own strength because you think about this and you think about that and it exhausts you. And you're like, I don't know if it can do this. But when the work of the Spirit is working in you, then suddenly kindness begins to flow. The last one is this. Number three, kindness changes everything. Kindness changes everything. The greatest kindness that we've ever seen is 33 years of Jesus on this world. He comes on this earth. He comes as a baby and he leaves as a savior. An incredible 33 years of kindness. It's just the most radical kindness we've ever seen. The God of the universe comes to earth to set us free. That is kindness. That is the goodness of God. And it's there that we should root our kindness in. How can I be kind to other people? Because of the kindness God's shown to me. Should I be kind? Absolutely. Because if I'm not kind, who is going to be kind? If Jesus came here for 33 years, he's saying, whatever time you've got, that's the kindness I want you to demonstrate. If I was kind for 33 years, I'm telling you, you've got the Holy Spirit so that you can be kind to the world around you. Kindness changes the world. I can't over-egg it enough. I can't say it heavy enough. I can't make it any more big than shouted, but I don't want to scream down the TV or whatever way you're listening to this. But kindness changes the world. For 33 years, the world was forever changed because of Jesus. But he said, the best is yet to come. And he said, I'm going, but I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And guess what? When the Holy Spirit comes on you, when the Holy Spirit fills you, you're going to do greater things than me. What's part of that greatness? What's the ultimate form of that greatness? Is showing kindness to a world that doesn't deserve it. If we're going to base our kindness on what's deserved, on what's correct, on what's right, on what's worthy, on what's acceptable, we're never going to find anybody that's worthy of kindness. We're never going to do it. But the heart of kindness is, this is not about me. This is about Jesus producing this fruit in my life, and I'm going to give this fruit away. And I want people to enjoy this hamper. And I want this grass to be cut. And I'm going to put this bag of shopping in someone's car. And I'm going to pay a coffee for someone. And I'm going to pay a parking ticket for somebody. And I'm going to just show kindness to somebody, because you've just no idea what kindness can lead to. Because guess what? The world is full of unkindness. The world is full of hate. The world is full of false love. The world is full of take, take, take. And when kindness comes, it's like a waterfall of love directly into somebody's life. And they go, what, me? Like, what did I deserve to receive this? Like, why are you doing this? We've seen it many times. Why are you giving me this? Why are you doing this? Who's covering this? And then we say it's already taken care of. And this love, this peace, this generosity, this Spirit of God hits people. It's the love of God. And they're just all confused. And they go, okay, it's the kindness of God. Kindness changes everything. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are going to do incredible things. Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in your life: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Kindness destroys hate, kindness gets passed on, and kindness can never happen enough. Let's be people that show kindness. It is not a weird thing. It is not a like, well, will we thing. Think of Jesus. The ultimate kindness that we've been shown is the cross. And the ultimate kindness that we're experiencing right now as a world is time to allow as many people as possible to turn their lives to Christ. Come on, we're going to pray today. We're going to believe that the Lord's going to just touch your heart. If you're not saved, can I tell you about the kindness of God? Is that Jesus came and he died in your place, because we're all sinners. We're born in sin, the Bible tells us. But the kindness of God is that Jesus died in your place because you couldn't pay the price. He did. He died in your place. He died in your place. He covered your sin. He took it on the cross, and his blood has washed everything white as snow. And you know what we have to do? Believe in our hearts and confess with our minds that Jesus is Lord, and we will be saved. And so I want to pray today, if you need Jesus, that you're going to do it. If you're far from Jesus, be like the prodigal son in that story. After the lost coin, after the lost sheep came the lost son. It's about a son who goes away, lives his own life, and then ends up in a weird place, a busted place, a hopeless place, a penniless place. And he comes back to his dad, and his dad loves him. He shows kindness to him when he didn't deserve it. He was saved. He was transformed because of his dad. If you're in that place, God, the Heavenly Father, is waiting for you. And I want to pray today you'd receive him. And then I want to pray for us as Christians that we're going to show that kindness in a real way. It's practical. Remember, kindness is no good in the heart. It's got to be demonstrated in our actions and the things that we do. Lord, I thank you today for what you're doing. And I pray for anybody that doesn't know you, I pray, Holy Spirit, that they would say yes to you in Jesus' mighty name. I pray right now, come on, we're being real. I pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would speak to people's hearts, that you would transform lives, and that right now, Holy Spirit, you would do a work in us. Make us new creations, transform our lives if we need it, in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I pray today, Holy Spirit, would you come? If we're saved, then we know you. If we've made a decision for Christ, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. We need you, Holy Spirit. It's impossible to be kind without the Holy Spirit. Other ways we start to think and overthink and decide no. But Lord, let us not be obsessed with results. Let's say, I want to show kindness, because it's the kindness of God that leads men and women to repentance. Lord, I thank you for the kindness you've shown us. And so because of that kindness, we ought to give it away. We know how to demonstrate kindness. The Holy Spirit's producing kindness in us. And so I pray, Holy Spirit, bring your kindness, produce it through us. And this year, more than ever, let us demonstrate and show this kindness to the world around us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.